Hello, Gunwild Audio. This is Orbit. And as there's been a lot of talk about gaming and stuff like that recently, I thought I'd do the Gamers Unite questionnaire by Miss and 888 Seduction. Now, this is likely to just be a large amount of rambling about games and stuff like that. And I kind of feel it should come with a disclaimer at the beginning, similar to South Park, that says something along the lines of may contain random stream of consciousness and as such should not be listened to by anyone. But if you're still here, let's get started. Right, first question. What was your first gaming system and the first game you played? This will be going back a bit. Right, first system that I actually would class as mine would have been, i.e. not owned by my parents or something, would be the Atari ST, and that came with about 20 games or something, but main one I remember was one called Arkanoid, which was basically a slightly better graphical version of Breakout. Right. Do you prefer to play guy characters or girl characters? Generally, if I get the choice, I tend to prefer to play girl characters. I think it's mainly just due to the fact that in real life, I tend to be friends with more women than guys, so I kind of just prefer hanging out with women. When making a character, do you ever add detail into looks? Not to a great extent. I'll normally play around with a character creator till I get a character I reasonably like the look of, as I normally have to. You normally have to battle with them for God knows how many hours. But I won't kind of go in depth. Except possibly for the Saints Row games. Whereas then you do spend like hours building random characters that look ridiculous. And must wear top hats. That's like a lore in that game, I'm sure. What gaming system do you own now? And which is your favourite? PC. I've never owned any console of any description. I've only ever owned a PC, or the early equivalents of. Do I prefer multiplayer or single player? Both. Sometimes I feel like single player. I have played a lot of multiplayer games. Depends more who I'm playing them with, really. I don't generally like playing multiplayer with random people on the internet. That tends to just get annoying. So I guess I would say I prefer single player in that respect. But if I have a decent group of people to play with, then yeah, multiplayer games are fine. Which video game character do you see yourself as? God knows. I don't honestly know. I don't think I really ever see myself as a video game character. No, I don't really. I guess at some point I've probably made a character in random RPG to be me, but that's probably about the nearest I've got. If you could only have one console handheld for the rest of your life, which one would you choose? Does the PC count? Because if so, it's definitely the PC. If not, probably the PS2, as one of my flatmates used to own one of those, and we used to spend hours messing around on that, so I guess for nostalgia, the PS2. What is your favourite hero and or villain from a video game, and who is your most hated? Favourite hero? Minsk from Baldur's Gate, probably. Just because he was insane, had a two-handed sword, and a miniature giant space hamster called Boo. And he is the main reason I've never actually managed to successfully get through an evil playthrough of that game. Because I will always go, no, can't become evil, must have Minsk in the party. So he's probably my favourite hero. Favourite villain? Probably Vass from Far Cry 3. who's just so really well written, really well voice acted, and really comes across as a properly insane villain. Who is my most hated? Most hated hero? Lightning from Final Fantasy XIII, for just being a terrible character in every way, shape and form. Probably. There's probably a worse one I can think of, but that's the one that comes to mind right now. Most hated villain. We're going to have to go to Final Fantasy VII. Firstly, Sephiroth gets an honourable mention here, just for the sheer amount of time that that damn supernova attack takes to play its animation. Literally, if you see him casting that, it's get up, go and make a cup of tea, come back, and it might just about be done at that point. But most hated of all time would probably be Ruby Weapon from Final Fantasy VII, just because the mechanics of that fight made it so horribly luck-based, as he would knock two out of the three members of your party immediately out of the fight, and if he chose the wrong person, you just didn't have a hope. Where are we? Is sex nudity in video games a yay or nay? Depends on the game. In certain games it's fine, in certain games, no. I'm not expecting to see it in something like Animal Crossing, but in the latest RPG by BioWare, that seems to work fine. What's your favourite video game genre, and what is your favourite game in that genre? Well, if you haven't guessed by the games I've a lot of the games I've mentioned recently, probably my favourite genre would be RPGs, with probably strategy games coming in a close second. Favourite game in RPGs, I would say Baldur's Gate 2, probably. I think I slightly preferred that one over the first one, just because everyone was higher level, so you got all the more flashy abilities. Would you let someone go down on you while you are gaming? So, basically, I'd be getting a blowjob, and I'd be getting to game at the same time. Not seeing the negative. Maybe if I was online chatting to people, might make a bit of a difference. But if I was just playing something solo, why not? What's your all-time favourite video game, and what game was the worst that you've played? All-time favourite. Again, maybe Baldur's Gate 2? I guess it's a favourite one for my favourite genre. That would mean, logically, it probably was my favourite, but yeah, probably that. Worst one? That's a lot of contenders. The one that always sticks in my mind is in about probably late 90s, early 2000s. They released a Matrix Online MMO, and that was just bad in so many ways. Me and a few mates got it, and once you unlocked the ability to jump really high and jump around the city, that was fun for about 5 minutes, but then every other part of that game was just terrible. What is your guilty pleasure game? I would say there's two. Maybe not a specific game. Firstly, guilty pleasure would be what a group of well-known YouTubers who do gaming would refer to as anime bullshit, which is basically the sort of the anime visual novel type things. I just, for some reason, really love playing those, and can, like, just lose myself in hours playing them. And the other one would be Clicker Heroes, which, for people that don't know, is if you've ever heard of the game Cookie Clicker, which you basically just click on a cookie, it's that, but with RPG heroes. And it's not really a game at all. There is literally no way of losing it. You will eventually win, it just takes time. But for some reason it's horribly addictive, and I always seem to have it open in the background and just every now and then flick back to it. What was the moment you knew gaming would be a long-term hobby? I didn't really. It just has kind of never gone away. I've just always been gaming. Ever since I was younger. So there was no real point where I went, ah, yes, this is definitely for me. It just kind of was always around. Do you believe that video games corrupt youths and their minds? No. I think possibly people should pay more respect to things like age ratings and stuff like that on games. But I don't think games particularly corrupt youths in their mind, no. Would you game under the influence, drugs, alcohol, etc.? Share the experience if you have one. Well, I've never taken drugs of any kind, but I have definitely gamed while drunk. And, yes, I've done World of Warcraft 40-man raiding while the raid was drunk. That's an interesting experience. For people that have played WoW, if they know the Molten Core bosses, there's Baron Geddon that will put a living bomb on one person. And the idea is that person runs away from the raid and explodes somewhere safe and doesn't kill everyone. When people are drunk, that person tends to attempt to run at the tank normally, which tends to not go really well. Because the tank then starts trying to run away from the person with the living bomb, all the while bringing approximately an 80-foot fire elemental along with them. And then all the healers are running behind the tank trying to heal the tank that's rapidly running out of range of all their spells. So, yes. Drunken raiding is an experience. Who is the sexiest game character, male or female, and why? I'm not sure who I would class as the sexiest game character. Recently there's been Sarah from Dragon Age Inquisition was pretty hot. And then I've always had a bit of a thing from Kenzie from Saints Row 2 and 3. So maybe those. How long have you been playing video games and what is your longest gaming session? I have been playing video games for way too long. Probably looking at over 20 years playing video games. I don't know if you look up the date that the Atari ST 512 was released, then it's from about near then. Longest gaming session would be probably going back to World of Warcraft when its first expansion, Burning Crusade, came out and suddenly the Alliance were able to have Shaman. Me and a friend decided we'd re-roll our characters to Shaman and I think we basically remember it being a midnight release. So we went to the pub, were drinking, so I guess this is another time we probably were gaming drunk. We're in the pub until we got kicked out probably about 11:30, walked down the road, went to Tesco's that was open 24 hour, got our copies of Burning Crusade, went home, installed them, etc., logged on, and then I think when I logged off later that evening / morning / whatever you say, I think my character had about 20, 21 hours played on it. So that was probably my longest session. What game have you clocked the most hours into? World of Warcraft or Rift. One of those two. Don't know which one would win out. Which arcade machine did you drop the most money into? I've never been to an arcade. I've never spent any money on an arcade machine, so none. Would you play Minecraft every day or no way? I did play it for quite a lot. I spent quite a lot of time playing it. I think I went through a phase where I was playing it every day for a while, me and a few friends. I don't think I'd go back to it. So, at the moment, no way, but I have done the every day. Do I follow walkthroughs or do you play through on your own? I will mostly try to play through on my own, but I do go a little bit completionist, particularly in RPGs, where I just have to clear out the quest log. Any form of quest log, it must be empty. I've done this in MMOs where I've spent like about 2 hours clearing out a quest log on quests that will net me absolutely no experience, just because I don't like them being there. And if it gets to a point where I don't know how to complete the quest, I will normally look it up on a walkthrough or Google it. What is the most important trait of a game you play? Story, graphics, playability. See, I started on things like text adventures and stuff like that. Were some of the things I first played. So, really, story and game mechanics are probably the two biggest things. I guess it has to look reasonable. It can't like give me a thumping headache every 3 seconds, but yeah, you know, I think the main thing is probably story and or mechanics. So if a game's got a really good story, I can put up with bad other things. If a game's got really good or really interesting mechanics, it doesn't necessarily need a story, but then I'll play through that. What is your scariest / creepiest gaming moment? Or what game itself was scariest / creepiest? I think mainly I'm a big wimp when it comes to gaming. I've actually got Amnesia the Dark Descent in my Steam library, and it's got its own special folder that just says, nope. As I'm going nowhere near that game. Probably the creepiest is just a feeling I get from one game. I think it's called Plague Inc. It used to be called Pandemic. There. I'll look it up on Steam while I'm here. Yes, Plague Inc. And basically the idea of that is you play as a virus and you've got to evolve and infect the entire human race and then wipe out the human race. And there's just something about that game. When you win it, you obviously destroy the entirety of humanity, but there's a little counter that shows the population of the world and how many of them are infected and how many of the virus is killed. And it's just watching that counter go down when it's in its last, like, several thousands and hundreds. That just feels really creepy to me, that you're thinking about this is the human race just being destroyed. And just seeing it so clinically in these numbers that are just descending, and thinking what the people would be going through in these situations. Have I ever been to a gaming convention? If no, would you go? I've never been to one. I do want to go to something like BlizzCon or Dota 2 International or something at some point in my life. But no, I haven't ever been to one. Do you prefer to play with a controller or keyboard and mouse? Keyboard and mouse, except for certain games. Most of your sort of fighting brawler type games, I will prefer a controller, but generally keyboard and mouse. Even if you haven't played them all, you've seen them no doubt. In Tomb Raider, which iteration of Lara Croft was your favourite? Have to say the most recent one because it's the only one I've played through. But not to say that the earlier ones aren't any good. But the latest one is the only one I've played through, so I would have to say that the latest one. If you could live in any video game universe, which would you choose? Probably be one of the BioWare ones. It'll be the Dragon Age world or the Mass Effect universe. Depending on whether I feel like fantasy or sci-fi. So if I was going to live in one of them, it would be one of those two. And right, I think that's the last question. So if you're still here 22 minutes later, well done for managing to get through this. And I will hopefully see you with some other audios at some point.